On today's Keeping It Real, Cam recounts something one of his college professors said about tall buildings and big cities, and how initially he dismissed the whole idea.
I remember a college professor saying that the tallest building in every city defines who they are and what they worship, their character. I'm certain I rolled my eyes. Ridiculous, I thought. But I never forgot what he said. In San Francisco recently, I looked out my hotel window and noticed the Salesforce Tower. Salesforce is a software used by lots of big companies. It's powerful stuff. They're worth over $100 billion. And the Salesforce Tower is over 1,000 feet tall and is brand new. San Francisco and the Bay Area are the software capital of the world. They worship the stuff there. The city thrives on the industry. The software titans are celebrities. And as for San Francisco, maybe my professor was right. I visited Minneapolis this fall too. The IDS Tower is nearly 800 feet tall and home of the IDS company, which stands for International Decision Systems. Now, as best as I can tell from a very vague website, IDS is either a company that finances software or a company that creates and sells a software that finances equipment. I couldn't figure it out. I gave up and left their website, which was beautiful, but vague. And that's exactly what Minneapolis is. It has some real beauty to it out there on the plains, but I don't get a real feel of anything remarkable there. While I was there, I had a ridiculously expensive but unremarkable meal. And again, that's what Minneapolis is. It's expensive and unremarkable. I'm not so sure who or what the city is, much like I'm unsure about their tallest building. Another win for my professor. Then I reached out to my high school friend Evelyn, who lives in Grove Hill. I asked her what the tallest building in Grove Hill was. She said she wasn't sure, but guessed it was the courthouse. And, well, I don't know what to make of that, because there's some lawless folks up and around Grove Hill. I guess the theory doesn't work in Grove Hill. Now, I live in Mobile. The tallest building here is the RSA Battle House Tower. It's a combination of a glorious old hotel that's been brought back to life and a high-rise office. And it's a perfect fit to represent my city right now. Our hospitality and beauty are reflected in this old hotel. And our city of endless potential is now, well, achieving its potential. Again, another win for my professor. But let's finish with Atlanta, where I was last week. The Bank of America Tower is 932 feet tall. Its exterior is bright red stone, begging to be noticed, which is exactly what Atlanta is. My Uber driver told me he thought the top floors were vacant, which was perfect, because to live in Atlanta, your top floor has to be vacant. Another fit for my professor's theory. In hindsight, maybe he's a genius. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marston and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.